Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, our little intro, our little song, our little jingle, it still does. It's not gotten old for me.
It's a bop.
I love it.
It was a little Charlie Schlebaugh.
Yes.
Wrote it for us. One
he
of
did.
Joey's friends
yes.
that went to Nashville.
Yes.
Did the music thing.
Yes.
And he did it for us. And I love it.
I love it too. Love it.
I thought you were going to whelm at me about putting up my Christmas tree. Because all the decorations
are
done.
Pretty much
in my house.
October.
No, it's solidly November, actually.
Actually, this is late for you.
This is late. I put it off.
You usually do the first week of November, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Oh, how about those outside lights? Have they come on yet? In the trees?
You know,
growing into the bark.
They probably are. I probably should start over.
Do they still work?
They work.
It's shocking that they still work.
Is it?
Are they LED?
Yeah, they're LED.
Okay, so it's going to be a good 10 years.
This generation doesn't get befuddled up in the old.
Oh, they don't mess with
no,
the replacement
No, we just go straight for LED. But the warm ones, not the bright ones. I can't do the bright ones. They hurt my eyes.
Yeah,
you got to get warm white.
What is that with headlights too? These headlights in cars
grinds your gears.
Oh, really
it
difficult.
Really grinds
really
my gears.
Difficult. Turn them down.
Turn down
they
your headlights.
They kind of do hurt your eyes.
I know. I don't feel like I have a problem driving at night, but I really do have a problem driving head on into one of those cars.
I know.
It drives me a little bananas.
Now, I would think that it's probably lovely if you're in the driver's seat of that car.
Oh.
And probably the illumination is beautiful.
I mean, you're driving in daylight. You're just driving into, it's like 5 p.m. all
it's
day.
It's like you're at the dentist's office.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're staring up at the dentist. Well, of course, it's great for the driver.
Yeah.
Turn down your headlights.
Do it.
And if you don't have a choice, we're mad at you, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
We didn't plan to do grind my gears, but I guess our gears are grinding.
Yeah, they are. We are going to do Mad Dash, and we're doing it all around Thanksgiving side dishes.
That's right.
Are we doing that before Good Day, or do we want to
share
Good
Day? Yeah, let's
do
Mad Dash
now. Oh, yes, because our Good Day is going to be a diving board. Our episode.
I need to say something. I want your microphone a little closer to your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better. That's
is that
better
for everybody out there?
Yeah.
Everybody's saying in their car, yes, better. That's better. Okay. For Thanksgiving, these are questions. Now you cannot.
Or questions?
Or like blank or blank.
Oh.
You cannot for mine. You can do whatever you want with yours.
Okay.
But you cannot choose both.
Are we doing brackets? Because I don't do sports.
No,
if you're making
me
bracket down to one side dish, I'm going to be real upset.
No. I'd never do that to you.
Oh, thank you.
Never.
Thank you. You're a good friend.
I am.
You're a good friend.
Yes.
If someone made me bracket down to one side dish, I would be like, get out.
What
we're
a friend.
Done.
What a gal.
Yeah. I'd go no contact.
Okay.
I'd be like, don't make me pick corn.
Are you cranberry sauce or cranberry salad?
Sauce.
Sauce. So you want no components like marshmallows, nuts, or anything like that. You want sauce.
Do you want to?
I do love that because I like to mix it with my turkey.
Have you had mine?
Cranberry sauce?
Yes.
Yes, it's
mine's
delicious.
So good.
It's so good.
I bake it. I make it in a crock pot for like 8 hours, and you boil sugar, orange juice, cranberries down, and then you put it in a bowl and you put it in the fridge overnight, and it makes like a jelly, but it's
so
chunkier
good.
Than a can. But it's not relish.
Yes, but it's not too runny.
Maybe I should share that recipe with our Patreon friends because I'm telling you, our small group at church just the other night said, we're doing a Friendsgiving and we want Matt's cranberry sauce.
Okay, so you need to put that on the Patreon. He's taking down the notes, folks. Taking down the notes.
That's right.
So the recipe's going on this for November. This recipe's going to be your cranberry
sauce. That's
right. For the turkey, are we white or dark?
White.
For are we yes or no to sweet potato casserole?
Yes.
Okay.
Who would say no?
Oh, plenty of people. Plenty of people are saying no right now. And
but do you want to know something? Then you haven't had a good one. Then you haven't had a good one, because it has to have sugar and nuts and marshmallow.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Is something that doesn't make it to my table every year, but I do love it when
I
it does.
I do love it. I love it with that kind of sugary, nutty, kind of crusty topping.
It's almost like a pecan crumble.
Yes, correct.
Or I'm sorry, a sweet potato crumble.
Or a sweet potato pie without the crust.
Yes.
I'm with that. Yes, okay.
All right, let me tell you, yours is just a yes or no, and then we can talk about it. Are you a fan of stuffing?
Oh, yes. It's probably my favorite.
Does it have to be in the body of the turkey first for it to count for you, or can we make it independently?
No, I actually like it independently better, because I think sometimes, depending on who does the turkey, the dressing can be a little sogs.
We don't want sogs.
And I like dressing that
Ain't nobody wants soggy bottom.
No. I like dressing that has a little bit of crispy and a little bit of buttery crispy. My mouth's actually watering. We do Amish Thanksgiving every year, and the dressing there, or the stuffing there, is just it's probably next to mashed potatoes. Well, I don't know, they're all my favorite.
Here's what I have to say.
I love dressing.
I'm gonna settle a debate for us, and I'm gonna give people permission.
All right,
because here's the thing: is stuffing, dressing, whatever you call it, we just don't have that on a Thursday.
No.
In our house, we do eat mashed potatoes more frequently.
Yeah. Than most, because we are Amish country. We have mashed potatoes more than most people.
Well, I did before I lived here, too.
You did?
Maybe because I'm German. I don't know.
Probably.
We have mashed potatoes more than Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's okay if you prioritize dressing at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but why don't we do dressing other times? Probably time. It is a time commitment.
Well, I have a hot take.
Okay.
I actually love stovetop. I love stovetop. Maybe you don't support that. That's fine.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to make it for you.
Stovetop.
Betty Crocker makes it.
If you were listening.
Here's the thing. I've had a lot of stuffings in my day.
Okay.
I mean, clearly okay. I've been stuffed. I've had a lot. And here's what I have to say.
Okay.
Stuffing dries out real fast.
It does.
And so you got to be careful with it. Just a word of caution. Don't dry out your stuffing.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because if you have dry stuffing and you're eating white meat that's also dry.
Not good. Not a good combo. Okay. Next, please.
Okay. Next is corn pudding with the Jiffy mix. Have you ever had this?
Yes. I love it.
I love that.
I love corn pudding, period. Yeah. I mean, really, I don't think I've met a corn pudding that I didn't like.
And that was your nickname in college, corn pudding. Hey, corn pudding. Okay. And my last one.
It really wasn't, but.
Well, that's what they used to call you, corn pudding. You know what? With your yellow hair, we should start calling you corn pudding.
Oh, corn pudding.
Corn pudding.
Yeah.
This mad dash was a little floppy for me, because we kind of already talked about it. But my third one was cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Do you have feelings about cranberry sauce?
Listen, we don't tell each other what we're mad dashing.
We don't.
So I do love when we land on this.
I mean,
same
we
thing.
Talked about stuffing.
I will say that, you know, I do love cranberry sauce, but I do like a good cranberry salad. Your mom has a recipe, I think, for cranberry salad. It's kind of like got some fluff in it. It might have mini marshmallows.
I think you're right.
And nuts. And I do love a good cranberry salad. But here's what I'll say. We need to have compartments for what department cranberry sauce or salad lives in. Because if it's a cranberry salad with things like mini marshmallows and stuff in it, it does not belong on my dinner plate necessarily.
Agree.
I think it belongs on my dessert plate.
I agree.
If we have a cranberry sauce and it's more straightforward, like jelly or a sauce that's kind of like applesauce, that can go on my dinner plate, because I'm going to put a little bit of that sweet with my savory.
With your turkey.
Yes. That's a yes for me. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, good day.
Good day.
We have the same good day.
We have the same
I know
good
we
day.
Have the same we good do. Day. What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a gal.
What a gal.
What a gal.
What a gal.
Shout out to our friend who's a part of our counselor cluster.
That's right.
Part of our friend group, Kat Galecka, Catherine Galecka.
That's right.
Turned 44.
That's right.
And we, this past weekend, we celebrated. And we did one of those days. And listen, it doesn't happen often. I actually said to Kat, when was the last time that we all did this together?
Yeah. It doesn't happen often. We all like get together at houses and
yes,
do stuff.
Yes.
So here's what I love. I'm going to back the story up just a bit.
Back the truck up.
Our friend Kat a couple weeks ago texted us.
Yes,
which I love, part of the story.
Yes, we were actually just talking about this. In friendship, yes.
Our friend Kat texted us a few weeks ago. It was us, my wife Mallory, and our friend Emily, and said, "Hey, my birthday's coming up. Mm-hmm. I would love for this day to be set aside, mm-hmm. and I'd love for us to do something together." And Kat is the type of friend that doesn't ask for much.
No, she doesn't.
She truly doesn't. So when Kat says...
Well, time to get... She loves time together.
She does.
But when she says, let's go out for the day, she doesn't know.
And so Mallory and I went, we got to make this happen. Mm. And so we did.
And Daryl said, go have fun.
Yeah. Well, right. Yes.
The day that we had, we loved so much, but that would not have been a day that Daryl would have enjoyed.
You know what? I think he's getting old enough where he could rally.
He could rally,
I think he's getting old enough where he could do it.
I think some of those stops, he would have been like, oh my gosh, get me out of here.
Well, it's time to grow up, okay. Daryl. So our friend Kat was like, hey, let's go to Columbus and spend the day together. So we went to a few great places. We went to the North Market in Dublin, which was incredible.
They had a little autumn festival going on.
Yeah, it was so good. And then you guys said, hey, I passed a greenhouse. So we looked up a greenhouse and we went to it. It wasn't a greenhouse at all.
No.
It was a greenhouse.
Now listen.
But it was a greenhouse turned winter wonderland Christmas.
Let me just say that sometimes mistakes or happening on upon something are the best treats.
That's right.
Because we passed a nursery or greenhouse on the way to North Market.
Right.
And she said, oh, we should go there. We should remember that. So when we left North Market, in maps, you all put plants. You just put plants. Mm-hmm. And up popped
Oakland Nursery.
Oakland Nursery, if you are listening. We will put them in the show notes.
We will.
We will put them in the show notes because let me tell you, if you're ever in or around Columbus, it's worth it. It is worth... Okay, so we pull in there and I say to Kat, you know, this isn't the place we saw. She said, no, it's not. I said, but just based on the outside, I think we could have a winner chicken dinner.
That's a gem.
So we pulled in and we did not leave there for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Are you serious? I didn't even know how long it was. Wow.
And we all bought, now listen, and let me just tell you, when you shop with Matt Barris, he is not an easy sell. He's just not going to buy anything. Mm-mm. But you all purchased
items.
That's
right. We bought stuff.
It was so fun. First of all, Oakland Nursery. This is just my little marketing opinion/input. You are so much more than a nursery.
100%.
Your name is very misleading. We went in there and I bought 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah. We bought Stonewall Kitchen products.
There were napkins.
Yeah.
There was clothing.
Christmas decorations.
There were Christmas decorations.
Really good Christmas decorations.
Like small trees for $29.99, that were sitting outside.
Like fresh
trees.
And
when I say small, they were like maybe up to my waist or so. Yeah. They were like really nice.
Yeah.
There were so many cool things at this place and it just kept going.
That's right.
And going. And it was all kind of connected. So I think what happens with Oakland Nursery is the sign is very big and you see Oakland Nursery, mm-hmm. but then you go in and it keeps kind of like,
it's like winds around.
Winds around and you go into somewhere called, I think, Oakland Home.
Yes.
So they're all kind of married to one another connected. But we were there for over 2 hours. It was so fun.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I just got some things that I absolutely love there.
So we spent the day in Columbus. We went to the Book Loft, which is like 35 book
in
rooms
German
of
Village.
Books in German yes. Village. We went to Wildcat Party and Gifts, which is like a fun.
So fun.
Like novelty store, like pens and tchotchkes and stuff like that.
I bought a new journal there.
Yeah. And we also, does it say Fresh Ideas?
No, my Fresh Ideas is full. So I needed a new one. So I bought a new journal.
Okay. And then our last place that we, well, not our last place, but we went to Flower Child Vintage, which was also so good.
Did you buy anything at Flower Child?
Yeah, we did. We bought some little tchotchkes, little figures.
Christmas figurines.
And then we ate dinner at a wonderful place. What was that called?
Was it Cento? I think it said a different way, though.
It was an Italian restaurant in German Village.
Italian way, but it's spelled Cento. Show notes. Yeah. In the show notes. Cento. if you are listening. Oh,
such good food.
It was
such good Italian
delightful.
Food.
Our waiter had just enough. Come to the table. Mm-hmm. Stay away from the table.
Well, you know what?
Fill up your waters.
Yeah.
He was so good.
He kept trading my forks. Listen, I don't go to places where they trade my forks. I just lick it and put it like on
there,
the table.
There was fork trading.
There was fork trading. The Barrises, we don't go to fork trading restaurants.
You
get
this,
one fork, and if you drop it on the floor,
you don't
you're
do
out of luck.
Like Merle Lynch trading.
No.
You do fork trading.
We do fork trading.
Yeah. And
trading
listen,
forks.
You also were like, he's taking our plates to box them up himself.
I know, that's bougie.
Yeah, he's like, you're like, they don't. Give you the
around.
Box. They don't give you the box yeah. for you to box it. They're boxing.
And
it.
It's coming back in paper bags with handles.
It's
not a plastic bag.
So true.
It was bougie
it
for
us. It was
delightful. But it was so great.
And
what
did
really,
you have?
I had...
Carbonara.
Carbonaro?
Carbonaro.
Okay, so...
I had veal.
We had such good food. It was
oh,
such a
so
good time.
Good.
And we really relaxed and talked.
We
and
did.
Enjoyed our time together.
We did.
And didn't rush. And it really leads us to the topic of what we want to talk about today.
Yes.
Our topic, we're in a series right now called The Gift of Blank. And last week we started with The Gift of Attention.
Yes.
And today we're talking about The Gift of Celebration.
Yes.
The Gift of Celebration.
Yes.
Here's what's so beautiful about this is the gift of celebration is for us. Yet what we did, we actually did it yesterday from the time we're recording this podcast. Yesterday, it was all about spending. It was honestly, it's the gift of attention folded into the gift of celebration.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We were focused on our friend Kat and mm-hmm. celebrating her mm-hmm. birthday mm-hmm. and just spending time, just giving mm-hmm. her mm-hmm. the time. You know, mm-hmm. Mallory and I had to line up childcare so that we could be gone all day. It's driving an hour and a half to Columbus. Mm-hmm. It's just giving time and attention to someone mm-hmm. To celebrate them. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes celebration can get lost in the shuffle, whether it's a birthday or an accomplishment or a big thing or a yeah. small thing. I think sometimes we struggle with celebration on a very basic level, mm-hmm. just because we don't set the time aside to do it. There's other factors why we don't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
But I think sometimes we just don't make time for
yeah,
celebrating.
I agree. I also think, I think that it's easy to celebrate with people, right? It's easy to go, good job, you did a great job, or congratulations.
Sure.
It's easy. It's, I think it's, I say that, yet, I say that, it should be easy. Maybe mm-hmm. I should rephrase this. I think celebrating should be easy. I don't know how much it's done and how easy it is for people to celebrate someone else in this way. So can we celebrate people we love their birthdays? Sure.
Sure.
But when someone gets a promotion at work mm-hmm. and maybe mm-hmm. they're in the same occupation as you are, or they, well, I'll use you as an example. So say at work, you see a colleague in a different school district have something really awesome happen to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get in our own way of celebrating that person because of our own stuff.
You know what we went through as, you know, not too long ago is we were in the season of having babies. And we had friends that struggled mm. with getting pregnant. Mm-hmm. And there were some friends in particular that I can think of that we knew what they were struggling with privately. Mm. Their close friends knew, you know, people in their family knew. But every time, you know, in your 30s, that's what's happening in your late 20s and 30s yeah. is mm-hmm. people announcing pregnancies.
Right.
Or, and it was someone at our church. So it was like, friends right. that kept having babies
right.
and then
right.
had two babies right. and three babies and they still were waiting. That was a hard time. But, you know, to celebrate for someone when you are
suffering.
Lacking
yeah.
or hurting or even jealous, mm-hmm. you know, not jealous in the baby. I don't feel like the baby situation's jealousy, but maybe with a work promotion mm-hmm. or with just wanting what somebody else has
mm-hmm.
to celebrate
exactly.
that. I mean, I would love to say that I struggle with, or that I celebrate people when they get to go on vacations like the Bahamas in the middle of winter, but I don't love that for me. I love that for you, but you know, I think it can be really hard when
yeah.
someone gets
yes.
something that we want.
Yes.
Or someone has earned something that we've been working
okay,
towards.
Yeah. So tell me, how do you process that and jump that hurdle to celebrate that person? You know what I do?
Hmm.
You want me to tell you first what I do?
Sure.
If I see somebody, I'm going to just use a random example. If I see someone like Mel Robbins,
yeah,
you know, she has this incredible podcast. She also has a team of 18 people, but
right,
she has
it's just us.
She has this incredible podcast. You know, she's got this incredible platform. She's had all this success. She's, you know, people are like, you could be friends with Mel Robbins, or you could be friends with, oh, who else did they say that? Have they said that to me about? You could be friends with Jen Hatmaker. You know, mm-hmm, just different mm-hmm. things like that. If I see, if people say that to me, and I'm kind of like, well, you know, great for them, you know, or whatever. And sure. they seem like this far distant thing, and I'm watching all this good happen to them. I tell myself, what would be the most admirable? Mm-hmm. What would be the most celebratory? Like, what would be the best thing that I could do for that person and myself? Because they have their own story of getting sure. to where they've gotten.
Sure.
You know what? It would be good to go in and comment and say, congratulations on your book.
Sure.
I know it's going to help so many people.
Sure.
Even if I don't feel like it, sure. or even if I'm like, oh, they get so many comments. Who cares? They're not going to even notice. They're not going to even know. I think it's, first of all, it's about that person feeling celebrated because mm-hmm. they've worked hard to do what they're doing.
Right.
It's also about exercising a muscle within us
sure.
to be a better person and to be someone who is big enough and bold enough and healthy enough to say, I'm so happy that's happening for them.
Well, here's my only pivot or pushback to that is, that is a person that's removed from your life that you don't really know.
Yeah, true.
You know, you don't have to see them signing books every day, and you don't have to like go to their church and see their belly growing.
Right, 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 right.
So what does that look like with someone when it's like they're in your face every day? Maybe they get promoted over you and then they become your manager.
I think you do the same thing. I think you do the same thing. I think somebody that I have watched model this so well is, my mentor, Mary Beachy. Mm. She, you know, as she has even gotten older, you know, we've talked about this. As she's gotten older, you know, her roles have changed within the workplace, within relationships, with all of that. And she continues to celebrate people.
Yeah.
She continues to say, oh, you're doing such a great job. And oh, you're such a great mom. And oh, you're, you know, it, and continues to just edify and mm-hmm. lift people up and celebrate people, because she's not 52 anymore.
Right. Well, you know what I think? I think part of it is you have to make the choice mm-hmm. when maybe you're feeling jealous or put out or hurt. You have to make the choice to celebrate. I think celebrating people's a choice.
Yeah, I do
think
too.
Saying,
and I think jealousy is a big word. And here's what I'll say. I think there are people probably listening saying, well, I'm not jealous of them, but then here's what I'm going to ask you. If you are not jealous of them, and something wonderful is happening in their life, and you are not celebrating them or speaking into that, what is keeping you from doing that?
That's a good question.
What is it? And ask yourself that and dig around with that a little bit. Is it like, well, I don't want to do it because maybe they'll get a big head, or I don't want to do it because maybe I want what they have? There could be lots of reasons you're not doing it. But I think when you are up close to people and you know something wonderful is happening in their life mm-hmm. that they've worked hard for, I think it's our task as friends. I think it's our job as a good friend to be excited, to celebrate, and to speak congratulations. And I know you've worked hard in a long time for this. Even if they haven't,
right.
even if something like
random happens,
like they won the lottery.
Yeah.
Like I think what we're also doing is building something really positive within us.
That's in my notes, is celebrating is contagious. I think mm-hmm. what we do is when we are making the choice to celebrate someone, for an accomplishment or whatever it is, even if it's a birthday, it's a wedding, you know, celebration is contagious. And here's what it is it's, you are investing in the joy with them and you're investing the energy and excitement with them.
Right.
But it also does come back to you and it multiplies that for you. So I didn't do any scientific research around this, but this is just my hunch.
Okay.
Is that you get a positive brain and body response
yes.
when you are celebrating and you're joyful. Here's the other, the, the opposite end of this spectrum is I don't think you can be indifferent. And I think you actually will trend towards negative. Yeah, and so what happens is when we don't make the choice to celebrate or, you know, bring joy into the situation or to infuse your energy into it, I think what happens is our default, our human nature default, is to suck life out of it and to maybe even get a little complacent, indifferent. Maybe you're not negative about it. Maybe you're not speaking ill of the person, but I think sometimes we can take negative energy from it as well. Instead, we need to be putting that positive energy into it. And I think what happens is it grows and it's contagious. And what I would encourage people to do too is talk good about that person to other people too.
Right.
You know, right. Share their success. Say, right. Did you hear, like talk good about people behind their back.
Yeah, right.
There's this whole thing. I forget the quote right off the top of my head because it just popped into my brain, but it's like, you want people who talk good about you when you're not in the room.
Right. Right.
You know, you want people. And so be that person for other people,
right.
You know, say, did you know what so-and-so did? They got a promotion. They've worked hard at this.
They're doing awesome.
They're doing great. I saw this thing that they posted the other day. And I think sometimes we, without doing that, are resentful of people. And maybe we don't even know it. I think that's a good gut check for me, actually.
Yeah. Like, because if you aren't celebrating with them and you're not speaking about it, ask yourself, why aren't you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to tell you something. I don't care if you're Mel Robbins or Oprah. I don't care if you're Matt Barris or if you're... Is Walter Cronkite still living?
Probably not.
Probably not. Everyone needs positive affirmations.
100%.
Celebration. Seen. Mm-hmm. And congratulated.
Totally.
Especially when they have really worked towards something.
You know,
sure.
I think there is that point of saying it to them is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can get so wrapped up in, you know, I was thinking about what our day looked like with our friend Kat, and it wasn't like banners and balloons and it wasn't skywriting. It wasn't big, but what it was,
she would have loved all that, but it was
actually, I'm not sure she would. Sure, I don't know if that,
I don't know. Skywriting, she might think is cool.
I mean, that's pretty cool. No one's ever skywritten for me. Just saying.
I'll get right on that.
But I do think there is something to be said for speaking life to that person's face and saying what you mean to them. I could cry about it right now. This is the Crybaby podcast for me.
What? Maybe we should, instead of we call ourselves These Are Good Days, call us, maybe we should be called the Crybaby podcast.
But I think speaking life to someone's face is really critical and really important.
Yes.
You know, we practice this with our kids too.
Wait, what was going to make you cry?
Thinking about talking about Kat to her face.
Yes.
You know, when we were at dinner, we were just talking about her.
Yes.
And we pray. In our friend group, we pray for each other and we prayed for Kat.
Yeah, and you cried when you prayed.
I know.
You did.
I'm just an old softie.
We're just thankful for her.
Oh, totally.
She's a very wise, sound voice.
I think, you know, we do this with our kids, even when they, you know, we had parent-teacher conferences recently, and we came home and we told our kids, this is what your teacher said about you, and we are so proud of you.
Right.
And so I think there is something to be said for hearing about yourself to your face, from someone's mouth, eye contact to eye contact, knee to knee, gut to gut, saying, I see this in you. I love this about you. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. And that, even if you do nothing else, that is celebrating someone for who they are and their accomplishments.
Right. And here's what I'll say. If you can't see them in person, a phone call, words.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't squeeze in a phone call, text.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you can.
Listen,
what you can to
FaceTime,
celebrate.
Zoom call.
Listen,
I think I would venture to say,
we haven't researched this, but I would venture to say people will commiserate and suffer with you much quicker than they will enter in the chat to celebrate with you.
100. I posted recently on social media this. I found this quote. I forget the guy's name, but it is, misery loves company, but so does joy. And joy throws better parties.
True.
Sign me up. I will follow the joyful people any day.
Yes.
The reality is you can create energy and community around misery and joy But I guess this is my parting shot. Is being a celebratory person for the people around you will create and generate company around joy. So mm-hmm, why not mm-hmm. expand
right.
joy by celebrating the right. people around you instead right. of not or
right.
being a miserable person?
Right. Right.
Like, let's get better at celebrating.
And yes. And if you're asking yourself, like, why don't I? Why don't I celebrate? Why don't I call?
Yeah.
Why don't I comment? Why don't I congratulate? And you find some things, you're introspective and you find mm-hmm. some things that you don't like
yeah.
that you're feeling about yourself. Ask yourself, what would I really want if this was happening to me? What would I want people to do for
right.
me? And do that thing. Because I promise you, you would want people to say, job well done.
100%.
Congratulations. Enjoy every second of this.
100%.
Like, I feel like even people far removed from me, like Mel Robbins, I've said, enjoy every second of this. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know that you've worked hard for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think whether they see it or not, you are cultivating something good within yourself.
100%. Hey, let's talk about food. Listen, let's talk about food. But before we talk about food, we got to talk about something else.
Okay.
This week we're in.
Listen, before you say live event,
well, you,
I know you're you gonna say
literally
it.
You stole my thunder thighs. Why do I even come to work here?
I have to know, can people still buy tickets if they want to? If they're listening on Wednesday morning.
I mean, you know, if you would let me talk, maybe I also have a plan. Here's what I have to say. This episode will be live on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
We are going to close tickets
okay.
on Thursday morning
oh.
so that we have a head count for food
yes.
and drink
Thank
and
you.
Those types
Thank
of things.
Thank you for that, Matt.
So if you're hearing this right now, you have about less than 24 hours. If you're like, you know what? I can swing it. I can make this weekend work. We do still have tickets
mm-hmm.
Available for our live event. I'm going to give you a brief overview of the live event. There's three layers of tickets. So there's a VIP
yep.
seat that gives you up close seating
yep.
and some free gifts from yep. brands that we love. There is VIP seating, or it's general admission, but it's close seating. And then there's general admission
okay.
seating that's
yes.
kind of
yes.
like further back.
Yes.
There are tickets left at all price points,
okay.
and we would love to see you there. And we're going to close those this week. Now, what you might say to yourself, what does a podcast live event look like? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you. What it looks like is we are going to be, for this event, we are going to be at the Nest in downtown Worcester, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It is a lovely store that's merchandised so well. They're going to set up a little area for us, and we're going to have exclusive shopping from 5:30 to about 6:30.
Yes.
We'll be able to shop.
And charcuterie.
And then we'll also have charcuterie from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market.
And that's what we were going to talk about with the food.
Yes. And as well as, little hint, Bring Maple Don't Come At All.
Yes. You know what's funny about the Bring Maple Don't Come At All? When we first started talking about charcuterie for this live event, we thought about doing a certain item and then some sweet things around it,
yeah.
like sweet dessert type
sweet
things. Sure, charge. But what happened was, the more we talked, the more we're like, we are true charcuterie people.
I mean, so, we put the char in the coup. We really do.
So we want to do the cheese, the
That's
crackers,
right.
the sweet Lebanon bologna, the meats, the jerky.
That's right.
The fruits. We're going to have a lovely charcuterie.
If you were like, I can swing Saturday night, we would love to see you there.
Yes,
you still have time.
Yes.
Also, as part of our weekend, every time we've started, this will be the second time we've done it,
yeah.
is we have partnered with some of our brands in Amish country that we love that are giving exclusive discounts
yes.
on
yes.
that day.
And goodies that
during
day.
The day. So we're starting at 10 a.m. at Be Fearless. Yes. We'll end up at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. We'll end up at Koblenz Chocolates. They've given us exclusive.
Shia Style
yeah, they've given us exclusive discounts that we're passing on to you
yes.
just for that day.
Yes.
You're going to get some freebies. You're going to get discounts.
It's so fun.
It's fun. And we'll be shopping with you in Amish
country.
It's like
our little guide or our little tour of
right.
the spots we love
well,
so much.
Well, people slide into your DMs all the time.
All the
and they're
time.
Like, what should I do if I go
where
to Amish
should I
country?
Go?
We're gonna tell you
we're
and we're going to show you where to go.
Some of our places, some of
so,
our favorites.
Yes, you have about 24 hours from the time this drops to buy a ticket so we can do our final head count Thursday
morning. Listen, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods, they are our official sponsor of this podcast.
That's right.
But another thing they do is they really sponsor our live events. They really go above and beyond. They are giving somebody in the crowd, one of our listening family, friend, folks, they are gifting a $799 Swedish made mixer. It is absolutely an incredible machine. We are going to be giving one of those away. And
love
it's going to be so fun.
I can't wait. It's going to be such a fun weekend. There is something to be said for having energy in the room. Mm-hmm. It really is something like I've never experienced before. Yeah. It's so fun.
I think when we started out doing this podcast, one of the things I think both of us looked forward to is just new people, to know people, not just in our community, but I mean, we have 5 people flying in from out of state.
I know.
We have
people from South Carolina.
It's amazing.
People from Arkansas.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have 2 ladies driving from Arkansas.
Crazy.
I really feel like I feel very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And I feel very honored too. 100%. I know that's a big word, but I feel like you coming to our live event shows us that we matter.
Yeah.
And that we matter to your lives and that you value us, because some of you spend every single Wednesday morning with us on your walks or on your ride to work. And we really don't take that for granted.
Totally. Hey, thank you for joining us in this episode. And we hope, maybe if you were on the fence, hopefully we'll see your face this weekend and hug your neck.
Yeah, I want to say this though.
Okay.
If they can still buy tickets, are they going to be in the show notes?
Yes.
You're going to put a link. Yep,
that's right.
They're always in the show notes. Okay.
Hey, well, thank you so much. You know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.